Sam, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. What's up, Chad?
Oh, nothing much. Just wanted to do a little test here and let you tell me which one sounds better. So give me just a second. I'm going to switch over to the other radio. Stand by.
I'm standing by.
4OIM, KO4NUE. All right, Walt, so this is the Kenwood, so stand by.
OIM KO4NUE. This is the Yaesu. Which one, Walt?
Chad, you know I'm partial to Yaesus, but the Yaesu definitely sounds better. I mean, it's got a deeper tone to it, and it sounds more natural for your voice. If I hadn't met you in person and know what you sound like in person, I would have said the Kenwood, but knowing your voice, I think the Yaesu sound is more suited to your voice, Chad.
Oh, I'll stick with the Yaesu, but I'll see you in a few minutes, and I just want to let you know I'm ready for you tonight. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
I am. I'm clear and standing by for the net.
KOH, the Yaesu.
I got it. So I'll stick to the Yaesu. Thank you, sir. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
44MKH, standing by for the net.
You in there, Marshall? It's KO4NUE.
Under that, Chad, I'm here. I heard you guys were going into quarantine. You okay?
Yeah, we are. We're caregivers for our mother-in-law, and she tested positive for COVID-19. We think came from a healthcare worker, but we're exposed because we're her caregivers. And we're the only ones caring. Well, actually, my wife's the only one caring for her. So, you know, we'll do the responsible thing and go ahead and quarantine, even though we test every 12 hours, and we're in day 4 or 5, and we're still testing negative. So, but yes, we're okay, and but we're not going to leave until this thing resolves itself.
Hey, Roger that. My wife had COVID. My oldest boy had COVID. Both of my girls had COVID. My other son had COVID. And I've been in the house and been with them, all of them through that. And I got a bad cold, unless that was the COVID. And if it wasn't, then I haven't had the COVID at all. But I've been exposed like crazy. But I was used to working from home, so I'm used to being quarantined anyway.
Well, we're making the best of it, but you sounded good on Echolink tonight. Things okay down your way?
After that, I've been playing around trying to get the box working right on my 7300, and I think I finally got that. DX Engineering had to send me another adapter cable for it, because the first one they sent me seems to have been bad, and that was causing my problem. I've been playing, trying to configure this DNR radio or DMR radio, and I haven't quite got that thing working right. So I'm staying busy, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Here, bud. You gonna check in on the net tonight?
Roger that. I pre-checked in already, and then just hanging around waiting for it to start. We'll be praying for you, man, on this COVID thing, and hopefully your mother-in-law will get better soon, and none of the rest of you guys will get that. I'm going to go stand down here and just wait for the net controller to start this thing. W4MKH.
KH, KO4NUE. I'll see you on the net, Marshall. Nice talking to you, sir. 7-3, have a good week. CQ, CQ, CQ.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., and in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll begin check-in with the pre-check-ins, starting with 4 FCM and N4 IEI. That's Fred and Isla and Traveler Fred. Thank you guys for checking in with us tonight. KI4 LJG, Robert in River Falls, and KO4 NNH, and that's Mr. Fred in Pelzer. KA5 WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. And KI4 LZI, Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. KO4, K4 OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KJ4 HKC, John in Belton. And KB2 BYQ, Dave in Easley. K4 MKH, Marshall. W4 MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. AA4RM, Robert in Easley. K4 ROW, Richard in Greenville. I have another check-in via text, KO4 RMD from Richmond. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, sir. Okay, so with that, we'll move on to Echo Link stations. All Echo Link stations, please call now. We'll move on to the RF portion of the check-in tonight. So tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu. If your suffix begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
4NUE. Check in Kilo Mike 4, Victor India X-ray, John, Greenville, no traffic, and I will hang around for brief break to you.
We in the net, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane, I'm in Cleveland, South Carolina, no traffic, no table, good evening.
November 4, Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. That's me. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, AF4ET. That's my wife, Nancy. Chad, we down here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative. 7-3.
Take a moment and recognize what we got. So far, we got John down in Greenville, KM4VIX. And Shane up in Cleveland, N4ZLK. And Mike and Miss Nancy, I've been waiting for a couple of weeks to tell the both of you this. So I am a retired military, and I remember both of your call signs by remembering Navy 4UZ and Air Force 4ET. So, Mike, you tell Miss Nancy I said hello tonight and hope things are going well in Great Court tonight. Okay, are there any more stations for Uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. You might come on back.
Yeah, I was in the Air Force. I didn't retire, and I'm not retired military, but I was in the Air Force and done some time in the National Guard, though. Yeah, a little bit of military background there and some law enforcement, but anyway, yeah, we appreciate it. We'll tell Nancy, you send your regards to her for being married to me. All right, we'll talk to you later, man. Enjoy it. In 4 years.
Hang around with us for a little while. So, any more stations for Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Net Control. Return. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name is John. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening, you and everybody on the net. Will this be in and out?
Recognize Mr. John, KG4BFI, and Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. I hope I got that right. Both are in Piedmont, and appreciate y'all stopping by tonight. So, any more stations for Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Recognize Tommy in South Greenville, Greenville, K4XB. I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. I'm sorry about that. But thank you for dropping by tonight, and I appreciate you checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Okay, as long as I'm getting them, I'm going to keep going with it. Any stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE. In chat, please check in Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Net Control. November 4, Alpha Kilo. N4AK, Glenn Sunset. Negative and negative.
4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Let's stop and recognize what we got. I believe I got this right. So let's start with KK4DMW and his wife, KK4ONO, and their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Rick, Lorena, and Michael, and Michelle, sorry, in Piedmont tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Also, N4AK, that's Glenn and Sunset. W4DJW, Dave, our illustrious net manager, and mobiling around in Greer tonight. KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca, and KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. any more stations for Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, negative. Name is Roland, live in Pickens. And Chad, I'm going to give you a phone call tomorrow afternoon. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
I've been recognized. K1CJW, and that's my good friend, Mr. Roland, down in Pickens. Roland, I'm sorry I can't come by and visit with you right now, but you call me anytime you want. I'll be glad to talk with you. But, all right, any more stations for Alpha through Delta? This is KO4NUE or Net Control.
UE. Mr. Chad and Anna, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. I'll be here for Brad, you. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net.
Take a second and recognize KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary, and his pretty little bride, K3JOY. And that's Miss Joy, and they are in easily. And Gary, I hope you had a good day today. And Gary's also our Wednesday night net controller for the Wednesday night swap net. So thank you for checking in with us, Gary, and I do hope you hang around for RACQ tonight. Okay, any more stations for Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or net control. No, nothing heard, so we'll move on to Echo through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE or net control.
NUE. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Keller, North Carolina. Good afternoon or good evening, Chad. Negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I'll be in and out tonight, Chad. Have a good evening.
4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
So let's start with Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina, KC4EZN. Appreciate you dropping by, Harry. It's always a pleasure to hear your call sign. It just kind of rolls right off of the tongue, nice and easy. Also, we'd like to recognize my good friend Patrick, KO4HKX, up in Penrose. Thank you for dropping by, Patrick, and hope all is well up there across the line. Also, W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene, up in Taylor's. Appreciate you dropping by and checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Are there any more stations echo through hotel? Please call KO4NUE or net control. Let's move on to the next group. Echo through hotel. I'm sorry, India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix ending in India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or net control.
KO4NUE, this is AC6IW.
KO4NUE.
And nice surprise. It's always good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for right you. We have no traffic. Anyone leaving, I'm hoping you have a good night. 7-3.
Back up. So, AC6, and I talked with you the other night, and I am so sorry. I think it's Jim in Greenville. But AC6 was all I got. Can you give me your call one more time, sir?
It's AC6IW, and the name is Jeff. You're pretty close with a J, J-E-F-F. I'm in Greenville. I will be in and out. Just wanted to check in, and I'll listen until I can't anymore. I met Gary today for the first time, and I would encourage anyone to go to the sale for the Silent Key out in Easley. I enjoyed getting to meet people there. Hope to meet more of you, AC6IW, in Greenville.
Greenville, I got you. AC6IW, and just so you know, listening in just don't work on this net because there's just too many interesting people, and it's like a Lay's potato chip. You can't eat just one. You gotta listen and talk too. So we'll see how long you can hold out, and appreciate you dropping by the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we'll definitely see you in the Ragchew portion. Okay, let's move on to my good friend, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his wife, KC4MFK, and that's Miss Donna down in Greer. And Larry, glad you're hanging around for Ragchew tonight. Always a pleasure to talk with you. So, any other stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE. Kilo Mike 6, India Bravo Mike. My name is Daniel. Current location is 85 North, just outside of Greenville. Headed to Spruce Pine, North Carolina tonight. I have no traffic, and I will definitely hang out as long as I have a signal.
A moment and recognize before he moves out of range, and that's Mr. Daniel on High 85 headed towards Spruce Pine. KM6IBM. Daniel, you stay with us as long as you can, and you be safe out there on the road. It can be kind of dangerous at times. So be safe and enjoy listening to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've got a good group of people that check in every night, and it's always interesting. You never know what you're going to hear. So, any more stations for India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. Name is Kevin, and I'm over here mobiling around in Simpsonville, sitting here in the Food Line parking lot right now. And I'll be negative and negative. And for the guy that's on 85, you should have the repeater all the way up to, I think, around about Kings Mountain, I think. All the way up to the other side of the South Carolina, North Carolina line. So you should be good. Hope everybody's having a good one out there. And say 73 is to you on the net. Back to Net Control.
A moment and recognize Kevin in Simpsonville, sitting in the Food Line parking lot. And his call is KN4UBG. And just so you know, Daniel, Kevin is right. You can get right to about Kings Mountain State Park with this repeater. But, Kevin, appreciate you passing that along to Mr. Daniel. So, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. One, Mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
Recognize Mr. Juan in Greenville, KA4KC. Juan, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice on the net. You have a very interesting voice, and I'd love to hear your call come out, KA4KC. So, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up here in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
My wonderful little bride, did a recheck. So, Mr. Juan, I apologize. I messed your call all up. It's not KA4KC. It's WA4KC. So, sorry, Juan, I didn't mean to do that, but my wife got me straight. Also, let's recognize Mr. Duncan in Asheville, KO4JKV. Appreciate you dropping in and checking with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, 2-meter net, Duncan. All right, any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or net control.
NUE. Check in, Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3, you went on the net and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
NUE. Surprise, surprise, as Gomer would say. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt, if you're at Lake Bowen in Inman, I'll be next up. No, I'll stick around for right you, but Chad, you're doing a good job tonight calling the net, but comparing, listen to you call it, and comparing Miss Anna calling it, it's like comparing that Kenwood radio a while ago to the Yazoo. I think she would win out.
We're sitting here laughing, so we appreciate that. Miss Anna does too. So, all right, let me back up and recognize Mr. Matt in Greenville, and that's WG4MC. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman. And Walt, I hear you and Gary say surprise, surprise, surprise all the time. But my favorite one is Shazam. So, all right, let's move on to the next, let me stop and do one more call for Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix beginning Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or net control.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville. And please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Chad, and hope you're doing well. 7-3.
Recognize Mr. Melvin, W4MHE, and his wife, KZ4PAM, and that's Miss Pam up in Hendersonville. Appreciate you guys dropping by and checking in with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's always a pleasure to hear you guys check in. All right, let's take one more call for Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix beginning with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or net control. Heard, so we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix beginning with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or net control.
If you would please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TZW. Name's Gabriel. I'm mobile in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Doing a good job with the net.
Hello, Delta 4, Tango, Whiskey, Papa, Tom, and also check in. Kilo, Golf 4, Lima, Kilo, Alpha, and that's Miss Angie. Tacoa, negative and negative.
All right, let's recognize I'm kind of struggling with KG4TWP. I know that's not right. Can you give me your call one more time, sir?
All right, let's put a little power to the wire here. It's Kilo Delta 4 Tango Whiskey Papa. That's Tom. And also check in Kilo Golf 4 Lima Kilo Alpha. That's Angie Tacoa.
I think I got it now. So let's back up and get Mr. Gabriel mobile around in Hendersonville tonight. Gabriel, you be careful out there on the road tonight. And his call is KN4TZW. Appreciate you checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. and KD4TWP. That's Mr. Tom and his wife, KG4LKA. That's Miss Angie in Tocoa. So appreciate you guys checking in with the Blue Ridge two meter nets. Okay, any more stations for Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or net control. Heard, so we'll move up to the patient group and the big group. Any stations suffix beginning with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or net control.
NUE. Kilo November 4, Victor Victor Yankee, KN4VVY. Name is Alan. I'm Mobile in Malden, and you have yourself a wonderful night. Good evening to everybody on the net. 73. Comments.
Recognize Mr. Allen in Malden, KN4VVY. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Allen. You just come on back anytime. We'd love to have you. Okay, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or net control. So, no more, nothing heard, so we'll move on to the formal portion. Excuse me. Let me stick to the script. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for RagJew may secure at this time. This is Kilo Oscar 4. You know what? I got this all messed up. My bad. Let me start over. Okay. So, RagJew. Sorry about that, folks. I'm struggling a little bit. Let's start with the rag chew. So first person on the stump is KM4VIX, Mr. John in Greenville. You still in there, John?
Joel, this is Kilo Mike 4, Victor, India X-ray. John in Greenville. Just wanted to thank you for calling the net. And it was a pleasure today meeting Gary, his lovely bride, Joy. And those that did show up for the silent key, was able to pick up a 2 meter rig and an antenna for my mobile for the truck, and looking forward to cleaning up the shack with some other cables and goodies I found. We'll try to get back out there to help assist pulling that aerial down. I've got to bring a bigger ladder and some other tools. I'll probably bring my son for reinforcements as well. But again, pleasure meeting folks today. And Walt, sorry I missed you, but I think I probably saw you as you were pulling out, I was pulling in. KM4VIX, back to the net.
We got the opportunity to go out there. Me and my wife are currently in quarantine, and I really would like to have gone just to meet Miss Teresa, but just could not do that. But what kind of 2 meter radio did you get?
ICOM. Gary probably remember what it was. I've got it out in the truck. Haven't pulled it in yet, but most likely we'll try to get that installed and get the antenna tuned up tomorrow. It'd be nice to have a good mobile. It'd be my first mobile outside of a handheld. So now I've got the base station, a couple handhelds, and be nice to get it in the mobile.
Tell you what, when you get that thing hooked up and tuned up, I want you to check back in on the net with it, because I know Mr. AK sure would appreciate that, knowing that his equipment's being used by someone who can appreciate it and enjoy it. So I'm glad you told us about your experience today and the ICOM. I know those are good radios. I'm a Yaesu man myself, but not saying anything negative about ICOM at all. But other than that, John, you got anything else on your mind? If you do, let me know, and we'll keep talking about it.
No, it's good. Like you said, I've got a Yaesu here on the bench. also Yaesu Mobile, that was kind of where I was going, but I couldn't pass up the ICOM today. So we'll put that one in the truck, and looking forward to also making a sticker for that one with the Silent Key Memorial on it. So if anybody's in the truck and they ask, I can tell them where the radio came from. So we'll keep them going in spirit.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, that's a good conversation piece, and like I said, I'm sure Miss Teresa would appreciate that, and that keeps AK's memory alive and moving around on radio land. So appreciate you telling us about that, John. Okay, if you don't have anything else, we'll move to the next on the stump. Let me check with you and make sure that's all you got with us, John.
I'm good, Chad. Thank you very much. Good luck to all, and we'll probably see more as we get out there this weekend. KM4VIX.
With us, John, and let us know you're on AK's radio. That'll be nice. Okay, next on the stump is KI4DOS. What you up to, Mr. Gary?
UE and an KI4DOS. All right, well, I'm fixing to, been trying to get me some rest. We had a wonderful day over there at Teresa's house today. Got to meet some new, put some new faces with the names and the calls. Always enjoy that immensely. But got to meet some new folks and got to speak with some folks I've been knowing for a good long while. And had one guy come over, Slim, WT4C, I'll get it out in a minute. After we left down at Teresa's, he came by the house, and we sat up here and drank coffee and talked for a good while. I enjoyed that as well. So I've had a long, full day today. But we had a good turnout down there today. I forgot that the Rock Hill Ham Fest was tomorrow, but Teresa set up the dates, so we went ahead with the sale anyway. We're going to do it again tomorrow, and hopefully we'll see some more folks over there. But we had a good time, and gosh, he's got all kinds of stuff. Anyway, let's see, what else did we do? Came back to the house and fiddled around here a little bit. Like I said, Slim came by and we visited for a bit. And then a little bit later, I had to go out and run a few errands and got those done. And came home and ate a bite of supper and fed the dogs and all that good stuff. And we've just had a good full day today, Chad. Had a real good visit with Chris the other day, and look forward to going back over and visiting with him some more. He's a card.
Boy, he's let's see, what card could I use to describe KO4QLG? I guess he would be the Joker or the Ace of Spades, one of the two. But I'm glad y'all got to meet. We've been talking about you and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net since we got our license, actually. And we both did a little bit of CBing when we were younger, and I got a little bit of military net calling under my belt. But Chris was a big CBer, and when we went and got our license, we were just amazed that we could talk from Pickens all the way to Campobello. We didn't know what to expect, but when we both got our license, we were just tickled to death that we could stay in touch with one another. But, McGarry, how is Miss Teresa?
Hanging in there pretty good. She's having a little bit of a hard time watching some of the stuff go out, and she'll watch some stuff walk out, and then she'll walk inside and tear up a little bit, and then she'll come back out, and she's hanging in there. She's a trooper, no doubt about it.
Walt came by today and got to, I had seen his daughter, but I hadn't met her, and I got to meet his daughter today, Miss Joanne, a very sweet young lady, and like I said, we just had a whole bunch of folks over there. I talked to KO4 NNH, Fred. I talked to his dad today. He's home. He's, you know, he is normally out of the country, and Fred checks his dad in, and I got to talk with him on via FaceTime on the phone a little bit, and so like I said, I got to meet several people. Teresa enjoys meeting the folks, as you know, when they come in. She said that's what she's looking forward to do again tomorrow. Yes, she's heard a lot of the names and the calls, and she's met a lot of folks at Hamfest and stuff like that, in the club meetings, but she enjoys meeting everybody face to face. And she, like I said, she's hanging in there real well. So I hope all goes well with her. And well, change the channel here a little bit. Daniel, I believe it was Daniel, it was going towards Spruce Pines. I don't know if he's going to jump off the interstate before he gets way on up the road, but I used to go up to Spruce Pine, and I'd cut up Highway 21 over there in Spartanburg and go up that way. So he should be in pretty good shape as far as the repeater goes. That repeater has got real good coverage. I've got into it from Hidden Night, which is between Statesville and Morganton, up there on Interstate 40. I've hit it from Atlanta, Georgia. I've hit it from Charlotte, downtown Charlotte. Several other places that you wouldn't think that you'd be able to get into the repeater, but the repeater's got real good coverage, and so hopefully he'll be in here in a minute. So I'll go ahead and cut it a little short there tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and look forward to talking to you again real soon, and if you hang around after the net, I may be here to brag to you a little bit after the net. You and Anna have a good evening. I'll say 73 to you and everybody on the net. Y'all have a great evening. SKI4DOS, you got it back there, Chad.
Appreciate you filling us in, and I can't imagine how difficult that must be for her, but I'm glad you were there to help her along and help figure out what to do with some of his stuff. And so let me make a call out to Daniel, KM6IBM, if you're still on 85 headed toward Kings Mountain. Daniel, if you wanna drop in and talk with Mr. Gary for a second, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chad. This is KM6IBM, and I just wanted to thank everybody for making me feel so welcome, and this was just kind of happenstance. I haven't been on the radio since Hurricane Harvey. It was about that time I moved to Texas, and that was my welcome to Texas gift, and so I listened to the radio for emergency preparedness to see what was going on. So I've pretty much gotten out of it, and if it wasn't for a Tahoe running off the road today and getting pretty banged up in the bushes, I wouldn't have been stopped in the middle of the road in traffic for an hour today, and wouldn't have gotten out and put my antenna on and messed with the radio. So I feel bad for whoever crashed their car, but I'm very grateful that I found this net and was invited, and I appreciate the invite, and I appreciate being made to feel welcome. And so right now I just got on 26 West, and I have about 84 more miles to go, but I can still hear everybody loud and clear. So again, I just want to say I appreciate it. Thank you very much. KM6IBM.
Be safe, Daniel, and anytime you're in this area, hey, you drop by and check in with us. We have a net every night at 9 o'clock, but the repeater's pretty active during the day. Really nice people, just kind of like a family, I guess. But you're welcome, and I'm glad you dropped in on the repeater tonight. All right, next on the stump, let me stop right here and say, are there any more check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Third, let me take the opportunity to check in my wife, KO4RYP. Mr. Gary, I like to did it again. But she reminded me. So that's my wife, Miss Anna. She's here in Campobello with me. So, all right. Larry, you're next up on the stump. Let's go.
Hi. KK4JBQ here. Anna, bless your heart. Donna does the same thing for me. You know, she keeps me reminded of things. God bless you. Well, I would just want to say, first thing, is that this net takes, it sounds different than other nets. I think everybody would agree with me. Chad, you make everybody feel welcome, and it's good chatter, you know. I enjoy this, and I thank you for it. Anyway, and also, John, what a great idea. What a great idea. If anybody out there has something from a Silent Key estate, you might say, to put a little reminder plaque on it somehow, that is a marvelous idea. I'm just so thrilled to hear that. I've got a couple pieces myself, and I'm going to get them labeled up tomorrow. Well, Chad, I haven't heard anybody ask you what your day's been like today. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I tell you, he just a real pleasure to talk to, man. He got me and Anna going here. So let me be the first to say that sometimes I don't even know why I'm here, because she doesn't a bit more need me than the man on the moon, because she can do it all. And sometimes I just I don't even know how to explain, but I don't even know why she's been married to me this long, I guess. But at any rate, my day was pretty good. I got out in the sunshine a little bit and went down to the shop, and still trying to figure out what I'm gonna do with this bobcat. I need time to think things through, and especially with somebody else's equipment, because if I mess something up, it's, you know, nobody to blame but me. So I need a couple of days just to think about things. And but it was nice to get out in the sunshine and just enjoy the weather a little bit. We're still in quarantine, and we're definitely utilizing Ingalls curbside service, but my dad has been nice enough to go pick some things up for us, that kind of thing. But it's been a beautiful day, and I had some time to clean the shop up a little bit and get ready for this bobcat that's come through. But we're doing good. We're testing every 12 hours or every 12 to 18 hours, something like that. And me and my wife are still testing negative. But her mother is, if I had to say, I'd say she's doing a little better. So we'll see. But go ahead and take it, Larry.
It's wonderful to hear. I've been waiting to hear something like that her mom has turned the corner. That is great news. Well, and I hope that keeps up, you know. I know she's taking real good care of her mom. When Donna's mother was nearing the end of her time here on this earth,
Donna was with her practically all the time. She, you know, she was aware that that time was short. And although her mother didn't recognize her anymore, well, it was good for Donna. It was, it strengthens you to be with people and to have those minutes. You'll never forget them. Those minutes that you have with them become lifelong memories for you. Today I was sort of lost. I get lost when I was working on a I'm learning. You and I haven't talked about this, but I have been trying to learn CW. I've been trying for over 2 years to learn it, and I think I got started off on the wrong foot, you know, listening to code and trying to write it down at the same time. I never heard about head copy until I was all through that and just had, I was as clueless when I was in the middle of writing it down as I was at the beginning. It was such a mixed up mess. But then I started trying to head copy at 20 words a minute, you know, just start right there at the top. And it's becoming clearer and clearer, just like a baby will learn to speak, listening to parents and siblings and the like. It'll come to me. So I'm trying to make a good iambic key. And I was looking for parts to do that. And I knew I had the part. You'll identify with this, I think. I knew I had the part, but I don't know where it was. I knew where I picked it up the last time, and I thought I had returned it to the same place when I'd used it. But no. I found another good place for it, but I didn't remember where that was. So I've been looking for things all day long. KK4JBQ.
Oh, so me and my wife call that somewhere. And what I mean by that is that we put things here or we put things there, and we can't ever find it when we need it. So every now and then when we look for something on Tuesday and can't find it, and then when Thursday rolls around and we find it, we both yell to the top of our lungs in the house, "Hey, I found somewhere." So coincidentally, just want to let you know, my new box of capacitors came in today that I have placed my previous box somewhere and can't find them. So I anticipate any day now I'll find the old box of capacitors that I bought. And that's usually the way it works with me, is that I'll look for days for something I can't find that I stuck in a cubby hole somewhere. And I'll just give up and order another one. And lo and behold, a couple of days later, I'll find what I was looking for. So you can imagine how many hammers, tape measures are the worst, and pencils, pens, wrenches, things like that. And Larry, one other thing I want to comment too is the idea that John had about putting AK's name on the radio. I have some, I take care of my tools. I'm pretty particular about my hand tools. And over the years, as I have been mentored with wiser teachers, at the end of my mentorship, they always give me a special tool to go in my toolbox. And those tools are very special. It'll be a wrench or a hammer or something like that. And those tools are not used. I'll usually write their initials on them or keep them in a special drawer. And no matter what the circumstance is in the shop, those tools don't get used. Even if I have to go buy a replacement to keep from using it, that drawer is dedicated for those men who taught me, and most of them have passed, and they're just a memory now. But what wonderful memories that I have had with them, and some really good lessons too, some really hard lessons, but good ones. So you're right, John. That was a great idea. So I'll have to remember that with radio gear too. But anyway, Larry, I hope that you and Miss Donna can find somewhere, because me and Anna are not having any luck with it. So if you got anything else, Larry, let me know. Go ahead and take it.